CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everybody. What's happening? Yes, Monday morning. Get your ass out of bed. Come on, let's start the day. We got things to do. You cannot become lazy at the end of the year. It's just outrageous. And I was so busy this weekend.
You know that goat? That's the sound of Monday.
That's okay.
How many Mondays are left this year? Five?
What?
Could it be?
Only five? Wait, it is... It's the end of November next week.
Oh, God.
It makes sense.
Us with maths. This is fantastic.
It's the end of November next week. And then there are four...
Sorry, six. Six.
Four Mondays in December. It makes sense.
Ay, ay, ay. Six Mondays left.
Besides today.
How many general Mondays are there before most people take off?
What do you mean?
General Monday.
Yeah, well, Mondays are Mondays.
Most people
like
take
working
off.
Working Mondays.
Yeah, most people take off.
You know,
like
working. We're working right up to the 24th. You know that, right?
Ooh, so I've heard. Bubba. Thanks, guys. Yes.
Yeah. Well, some people have got to do something. I mean, there are lots of people who they work through Christmas. So
I always have. So I actually don't know when people take off.
A lot of people, sort of around the 15th of December, which is a Sunday, so I would imagine the last day for a lot of people be the 13th, because, you know, there's this go slow on, and that last week of like the 16th until the 22nd, I think it is, that's before Christmas, I don't think a lot of people are going to be working then, but we'll see, and then people will all return to work probably on the 6th of Jan.
Yes.
Monday the 6th of Jan.
That's what I've gathered as well.
So let's see what happens. I mean, you know.
It's just around the corner.
It is a good, it's a good time to get all your admin out of the way. I mean, like I was saying to Gugu this morning, this is so boring, but it's worth remarking on. Like, I'm getting so much bullshit spam email at the moment, so I've got to do one of those clear outs where you actually go and unsubscribe from every one of those stupid newsletters that you get, and you have to block certain things, and you create like a list of stuff that goes straight to the spam folder.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to do it. It's admin. And then you can also line up your strategies for next year and that kind of thing. So I went to a meeting on, what was it, Monday last week? And they were saying they do all their important strategy discussions now. Because even though people are tired, it's the only time where there's you've actually got a little bit of bandwidth at work to work with.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Got a bit of time. People are at the office, but they're not rushing to complete things necessarily, so you can get things done. So maybe, you know, if you attack this week and next week with some vengeance, you might get some shit done. Well, I had an insane weekend.
You started off in Durban.
I flew down to Durban on Friday morning. By the way, I have to tell you something. You know, I hate airports, and you know, I hate like planes and all that kind of shit.
I sense a compliment coming.
I have something so good to say. I got to say that, and I'm almost reluctant to say it because I don't want too many other people to figure it out and then it becomes shit.
Well, let us in on whatever this is.
So I've flown from there before, but I didn't really appreciate it properly because they've finished construction of the parkade and a whole bunch of things. But Lanseria is it's the best, it's my favorite airport in the whole world.
Really?
Oh, it was good. I drove... Listen to this. Okay. Uh-huh. I have to share this with you. This is the best experience I've had.
Are they done there, by the way?
They've finished with the building. It is such a pleasure.
No, they have just announced this month. No, last month they announced they're expanding a billion rand plus expansion push.
Oh no.
Up to 2028.
Oh, goodbye. Well,
enjoy it while you can. That's all. So let me tell you my experience, right? I drive in. Right. And I drive to the parkade. And there's so much parking. I just park my car like right at the door.
Yeah.
And I get out. And I go down two escalators. Easy. And then I'm in the building.
Mm-hmm.
I walk to check-in. There's no queue. I go straight up to the counter, get my ticket. No delays on the plane. Walk through the check-in, have my bag scanned,
mm-hmm.
go to this little lounge. I have a sandwich, which they toast it for me. It's amazing. I walk out of the lounge, straight onto the plane. Get on the plane, it's on time. Land in Durban, it's a piece of cake. Get out of Durban. It was so easy.
Never been that easy.
I have
before.
Never had such a fucking wonderful time traveling anywhere in South Africa in my life. OR Tambo is like, it's like Afghanistan by comparison.
Park your car, you gotta find your way in through a maze.
I will never do it again. I will never fly locally from OR Tambo if I could possibly help it. I love it. So I just want to say to whoever, whichever god or goddess built and made Lanceria the pleasure that it was for me this weekend, I cannot compliment you enough. And then when I got back, same thing. Such a pleasure. Oh.
And not blocked off by the cycling race?
No, I didn't go near that stupid cycling race.
just to let you know, Lanceria is owned by three groupings.
Yes.
Namely, Government's Public Investment Corporation.
You're the PIC, yeah.
The Pan-African Infrastructure Development Fund.
Mm-hmm.
And a consortium of four black-empowered groups. It's 62% at black ownership. They've now completed the parking garage, which was 210 million rand.
Fantastic.
As well as retail space linked to this parkade.
Wow.
Still underway is a project to expand a terminal building, which will grow yearly passenger capacity from 3 million a year to 4.5 million a year.
I can't say enough good things. I cannot say enough good things about
them. Additional boarding gates, check-in counters, new baggage handling system.
Fantastic.
It's looking good.
That actually makes sense to me now.
Love it.
Because I've flown out of there recently as well, but seeing the new parking bays and seeing the new stores was a little confusing to me because I thought all of this expansion, but it doesn't really boost traffic at the airport much because if you don't have more terminals, then it's still the same amount of people flying in and out. I always looked at Lanceria as the tuck shop, and to me it's still...
I love it.
It's still the tuck shop.
No, but I don't want to go from the big, busy airport anymore. I've been doing that for years, and it's horrible. Anyway, so landed in Durban, and then I went through to that gig that I had. I had a dinner that evening with some friends, and then I went through to that gig, which was very nice.
Yeah, this is still Friday.
Yeah.
Wow, you were busy.
And got back really, really late, like 2 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. What time were you playing?
About 11:30.
Hmm.
Got back at 2 in the morning. Woke up Saturday morning. Went to this ship launch that I was actually in Durban for. The MSC launched their new ship. It's huge.
Mm.
Like 2,000 people in it. So there's a lot of queuing and that kind of thing. But once on board, who did I see on there? I saw Mikasa were there.
Hmm.
Pascal and Pierce.
Oh,
were they
wow.
actually performing? Obviously?
Yeah. I spent a bit of time with Jay something afterwards, and Moti and Duda. Saw those
They're
guys.
They're pretty cool, huh?
They're awesome. They're fantastic. You know, they're such good guys. I mean, every time we've had them in here as well, they're just so chilled. And I saw a lot of people that I knew there, which was very nice.
You know, Jay something, sorry, as a bit of a side note, really did himself a favor by going with that name.
Why? Because his
in
actual
South Africa,
name?
It would not have... João Francesca would
yeah,
not
no,
have
no,
worked.
They, well, people can't even pronounce... Listen, I was sitting at a table on Saturday night with the Italian consul general, this friend of mine, Stefano, who's Italian... The consul general's wife, the three of them were speaking Italian to each other. Nobody at the table knew what the fuck was going on. Lots of hand gestures, and you're not sure. Apparently, you only have to worry about Italians when they're not shouting.
Yeah.
That's when there's shit going down. Like the minute they go quiet.
That's when they're really
But it always things. Looks like they're like hugely impassioned with each other, like they're having an argument. Meanwhile, you find out it's about soccer or something. Anyway, I loved it, so it was fun. We partied on the deck until, I don't know, again, like quite late. And then I woke up on Sunday morning. I mean, this is a boring itinerary, but let me at least get it off my chest.
So the ship didn't go anywhere?
No, we just sat in the harbor.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know. We just sat in the harbor. It was like they just wanted to show people what the ship looked like.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then checked off the ship early the next morning, like 6 o'clock, and I caught a cab to the airport. Got back here. Went home, changed, went to a lunch.
Oh, my goodness.
Went from a lunch to a wedding.
No.
Oh, yes,
no.
For fuck's sake. 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, I was at a wedding.
I went at
on a Sunday. and then got home last night at like 10. So I needed a weekend after my weekend.
Yeah.
Sure.
I squeezed a lot of shit in yesterday. And
you look okay.
I'm exhausted.
Yo, he came in wearing shorts this morning. I said, yeah, Gareth, what's wrong? He said, I'm tired, boy.
Yeah.
You're hanging by thread.
Damn.
Yeah. Anyway, so anybody have anything fun to compare that with?
Yeah, I had a bit of a back-to-back weekend as well.
Tell us more.
Yeah, I was here and then everywhere for Saturday with some family, and then all culminated, though, yesterday with the SA Style Awards.
Oh.
Mm, yes.
Very nice. Oh, yes. Is that in Sandton?
Yeah, and, like, looking at the Sandton and also, like, the social calendar, it's, like, the last big hurrah for the year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So everyone flocks out to attend this. So it's like a nice final gathering for
the year.
Yeah,
no, it's
cool. Yeah, it's a good big party. Like, Lyra was there, and I haven't seen her in a while. Lala Hirayama was there.
What's she up to? She's still doing TV?
Yo, Lala Hirayama.
She's first, doing everything.
She always looks gorgeous. But she was actually stationed in Japan for 2 months. She was covering.
She's got a Japanese dad or something, right?
Yeah, it's all a lot going on in her bloodline. But she was.
It's a lot in her bloodline. Yeah,
that's a bit of a just stating fact. She was covering the World Cup for Supersport, you know, because she's in the DSTV family. So she was there for 2 months. Basi was there, and we just had her on last week. So, yeah, it was like Leanne Liebenberg was there as well, looking gorgeous as ever. So, like, yeah. Attended that. Oh, sorry. I'm like, all of these names are popping up as I'm.
Oh, you're such a socialite.
As I'm like thinking about who was there and what was going on.
So you're so busy.
Says you after this weekend to me.
Go on.
Just rephrasing that. Yeah, so Mizin Mohale were also there as well.
Okay.
They were actually one of the winners from the Style Awards last night. Yeah, and the party went on pretty late. I was, like, looking at my clock.
Did Somizi and Mohale enjoy their interview?
When do exactly go? Yes.
They had
and
fun?
And they did remark about that as well.
Okay, good.
They just came back from Paris.
Yeah.
As, you know, as one does. Fabulously slow. So, yeah, that was a bit of, like, my busy weekend.
Very nice.
Yeah, because, you know, some of these events, and especially, like, something like the Style Awards, you don't just rock up there.
What did you wear, Sia? That's bed. What we need to know.
It starts, I'm not even joking, I started getting ready for, they started at 6:30, I started getting ready at 3:30 for them.
Pressure.
Oh, yes.
Got to dress up for that.
You have to start with a face mask in the afternoon.
Oh, God.
And then you have to do like the exfoliation afterwards.
God, it's a lot.
Then you have to get your outfit ready.
All right. Well, I do. With the cycle race,
you have to navigate your route to the venue.
Listen, did anyone get caught up in that thing?
No, but I saw a charming message from you that you'd commented on some friendly looking chaps.
Oh, yes.
Some innocent, friendly-looking chaps who...
No, he's a friend of mine.
...were in their gear had their bikes.
So it's my friend, Alex Cage, who's on 947 with Anele. And I saw him with Anele and some other dude, all dressed up for their stupid cycle race. So I go on there. Yeah, so I knew I was landing at the airport and I needed to get to this wedding and the lunch and everything, so I'm like... What did I say?
You said, you little cunts.
Oh.
What colorful language. No, I didn't just say that. Let me
read it. There's more to it.
Oh, let me just read it.
Google, that's all you remember.
Google just remembers the swearing.
Okay.
Let me find it and I'll read it.
You basically threatened them if they ruined your day.
No, I said this. I said, because he said, we're smiling for now, 947 ride Joburg, blah, blah, blah. And they're all in this horrible, horrible outfit, you know, cycling outfit. And I go, you cunts in your bicycle race better not interfere with my plans for today.
In the comment section. Straight up.
But they didn't.
No, they didn't. Thank God. Oh, I would have been cross.
I think they opened and closed sections quite quickly.
Yeah.
I wasn't affected because I planned to not do anything on Sunday.
Same.
People just got to stay out of that. Yeah. I remember once I had to get to an appointment. We were recording like a live TV show or something in the middle of Joburg somewhere, and there was just no way to get there. Like, I had to drive for, thank God I was early, but there was an extra hour that I spent just trying to find a way around. It can be insane.
But as a deputy Dr. Phil, I also know that you might hate cyclists because of how many times you've been inconvenienced. So it's like an incident like that. I remember even...
He has PTSD.
That's it. While we were here at Cliff Central, there was a morning where you didn't realize there was a cycling race right outside your estate. Up until driving out.
Yes. No. It was a marathon. It wasn't a cycling race. I remember.
We called you while you were just waiting for all of the people to pass.
I could have driven over those fucking people. I tell you what, right outside, there was no way I could avoid it. It was at the entrance to my house. Fuck. Anyway, so Vessel says this morning, piece of shit cycle race. these are the people who didn't run. Gord Laws said, next Sunday, go to one of your cyclist friends' houses and lock them into one of their houses from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. and fuck what they think about it. So he feels the same, obviously. Since you love it on Sirius so much, here's a friendly reminder that P.E., George, and East London Airport are pioneers of the trouble-free airport experience. Thank you. Yeah, I do love those. George is especially a nice airport. It's a tiny little building.
George. Yeah, but there's always delays, dude. George and PE for me.
I've been
stuck in George for 6 hours waiting for a flight to come back.
Oh, and what do you do for 6 hours in George?
With load shedding, by the way. At the airport.
Word. I would just sleep.
At the airport, yeah? It's terrible. Right. Worst experience.
Oh, no.
Okay, let's see. A couple of other messages. Let's get to these. I hope you made your flight because I got caught in an SAA strike. This is from Jazzy. She says, caught in an SAA strike. I was cabin crew but was employed by an outsourced company, so was still expected to work. They spray painted my car in the parking lot and threw rocks at us. Jesus. You know, I have to tell you, like, these people who strike in this country, these workers who belong to unions and strike, are doing themselves no favors. Mm-mm. In terms of getting people's sympathies and getting us on their sides. Here are the facts. Remember, I was throwing around some numbers the other day.
Yeah.
So I actually found out over the weekend. So Qantas, the Australian airline.
Qantas. Mm-hmm.
252 aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
British Airways, 238 aircraft. South Africa, 58 aircraft. Okay.
Wow.
SAA. Here we go. Listen.
Yeah.
Qantas, 32,500 employees, which means if you take the number of employees, divide them by the aircraft, because that's their business, it's 129 employees per aircraft for Qantas. Okay. British Airways, 36,832 employees. That means 154 employees per aircraft. So Qantas, 129. British Airways, 154. Here are SAA's numbers.
Mm-hmm.
58 aircraft and 55,500 employees, which means 957 employees per aircraft.
That needs to be paid.
Let me give them to you again. Qantas, 129 employees per aircraft. British Airways, 154 employees per aircraft. SAA, 957.
Oh, well, that's bad management.
So we're basically just giving sheltered employment to a bunch of useless people.
Mm.
Like, and these unions can do nothing. There, you cannot fight the market, because all that's going to happen is you're going to end up having to lay off people anyway. At some point, it's going to happen.
Oh, no.
And then those people are left jobless because you didn't rationalize it and you didn't employ people in the right lines.
Mm.
Unreal.
Sure.
What outdoor hobbies do you have, Gareth, says Eddie. What do you mean? I mean, like...
Yeah, like, Gareth, this weekend, I mean, I've got a longboard that stays in my boot, you know? And what's I came back from gym.
Surfing.
It's like a skateboard, but a longer one that carries more speed.
Is it not surfing?
Well, you get longboards with surfing as well, but you get longboards with skateboarding as well.
Oh, so you skate?
Yeah.
Okay.
So is it like a different? Sorry, is it like a different sensation? What does it go faster than a skateboard?
It's a lot
what is
faster.
It?
It's more for speed and cruising than it is for doing tricks and jumping up and down and stuff like that.
Nice. Where do you take this?
On the road.
Really?
So on Saturday, I came back from the gym, realized I needed bread and a few things, parked the car at home.
So you took your board down there?
No, I took the board out.
What, do you have a backpack to put all the shopping in?
No, just a bag.
And you carry that, you can balance?
I just needed two things, bread and something else.
And you can balance on the board?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that gives me...
So I took the longboard to the spa.
Yeah.
And came back, cruised all the way back.
Damn.
And, yeah.
Is it mostly downhill?
Well, it's well, if uphill one's downhill, one way. It'll yeah, be. Other way is downhill. But that, for me, is like an outdoor activity that I do.
Okay, that's nice.
From time to time.
Sometimes.
After Friday's opening of the Formula K Business Park, I truly would love to get into karting.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, yeah. That is fun. Do you remember when we went?
Yeah, but these are R1 million a kart.
Oof.
They're what the Formula One racers use. It's just before.
Yeah, just before they get to F1.
But then people will just break them if they cost much money.
You're part of a team.
There's teams.
You pay race fees and that sort of thing.
No, I'm talking about these cheap ass karts.
Yeah, but those aren't open and available for us, are they?
No, those aren't available. There are cheaper ones, but they're still damn good.
Mm. And they're geared as well. Imagine that.
Yeah. Very, very cool.
So Carl says apparently that 50-odd thousand people at SAA is fake news. Apparently they only employ 10,000 people, which is still about 2.5 times more than the others. I have no way of verifying my numbers. Well, Carl, that's what I found out doing some research over the weekend. So I'm not entirely sure who's right here. But
still, it would still be double.
Yeah, look, I mean, if you look them up on the business database, you can see it's like 10,071 people. Look, it's too many people.
Mm, regardless.
Yeah, so I don't know what the exact numbers are, but that's what I found when I searched. Anushka says my husband rocked up at home with a bike and a weird outfit for a month and a half ago. He really put his mind to this race and completed it successfully. Now he needs to apply his mind to the pool we need at home. I've been asking for months. Uh-oh. Anushka's husband's in for some fun. All right. Well, I don't know what those figures are that you've got for SAA, but that's what I've found. Hmm. And if I'm wrong, then I will make an apology and correct it.
It was actually scary to see, though, because I was flying on Thursday last week to go through the airport, and there were just all of these signs. To me, it almost seemed as if the entire airport was just like, well, there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
Of just like, NUMSA strike tomorrow.
Yeah.
Reminding everyone about it.
No, it's bad, huh? It's really
and
bad news.
Yeah, just seeing the reports over the weekend and particularly this morning as well. Supposedly, the strike will intensify this week.
Yeah. I also just don't understand why in this country, if you don't want to participate in the strike, there's no way for you to do that. You just get, you know, you get intimidated. There's no way for workers who don't want to participate to actually just get on with the job.
Well, I'm not condoning their ways, but that's very intentional on the part of people who are striking.
Yeah.
It's to carry as much power as possible.
Yeah, and to intimidate and cajole everyone else into doing what they want them to do. It's crazy. All right. Lots of things to get on with here. Apparently, the fleet at SAA is 44 planes.
And only 44.
Only 44 planes. That's how many we've got. That's according to Fatima. All right. And then this is interesting. Here's a guy who's obviously looking to have an affair with Anushka. Robert says, I'll go and clean Anushka's pool when her husband leaves for some stupid race.
Bicycle race.
Yeah, Robert.
No. No.
Wear your Speedo, Robert, so that she can check you out.
No, we don't want to condone that.
Well, maybe Anushka
someone
does.
Has to clean up the pool.
If her husband is riding cycle races, she's not going to be in love with him for long.
No, we don't want to wreck homes.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
You're enjoying this way too much.
If you want to get hold of us, you can do what all these people, Robert and Anushka and company, are doing. 0797482090 on the WhatsApp or Twitter or Instagram or any of those, and we get them all. All right, very nice.
I had a bit of an awkward moment yesterday.
Just a little? What happened?
Just a little.
I also bumped into... Guys, let's be fair on ourselves.
Someone says that they don't know any of the names that you mentioned at the Style Awards.
I can't help you.
All right.
We talk to what? On average, a person a week. Multiply that by however many shows we do a year. That's a lot of people that we talk to. I was cornered by a guest we've had on the show.
Yeah, but remember when we were doing 5 interviews a week? It's been busy, man. I mean, I can't do that anymore. For 3.5 or 4 years, I was doing an interview every day. every day in here?
Wow. I was courted by a guest, and I could not for the life of me remember who they were.
Oh, shit. Did they?
Oh, no.
So they came up to you like,
but they should introduce themselves.
Come on. Like, in their mind, Leanne, of course we had such a great time as they came into studio. We spoke about whatever they wanted to speak about. I do not, still to this moment, remember who they were. Wow, it was
so bad. What did you say? Oh, hello, you.
No, you have to use very generic terms. And you follow their flow of the conversation.
So in the world of beauty PR, everyone just calls everyone babe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I have a generic, because this was a woman. I have a generic. I just use darling. So I'm like, hey, darling, great seeing you.
I'm so glad you went to this thing. And there were no
clues. Like, usually I pick up on clues in conversation. They didn't allude to either, like, a song they were promoting or a new business or something. So to whomever this was...
Listen, Anushka just sent a message. Robert, he just left.
Okay, actually, open season, Robert. We aren't going to stand up for Anushka because clearly she's also...
Look at you guys. This is fantastic. All right, let's get into some headlines. Jesus, Prince Andrew did a car crash of an interview with the BBC about Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, no.
And I saw Sarah Ferguson, you know, the Duchess of Pork, his ex-wife. Yeah.
Do you want to rephrase that?
The mother of the girls.
The Duchess of
Girls. That one. She posted this bizarre thing, like, just praising Andrew and saying what a great guy he is, and just came out of nowhere. And you can see, like, they're closing ranks around
Probably
Prince
protecting
Andrew.
The children.
Yeah, but this Andrew is just a disaster. He went on BBC. Just listen to this. I'll play you a little piece of it.
Am I right in thinking you threw a birthday party for Epstein's girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, at Sandringham?
No, it was a shooting weekend.
A shooting weekend.
Just a straightforward shooting weekend.
But during these times that he was a guest at Windsor Castle at Sandringham, the shooting weekend, we now know that he was and had been procuring young girls for sex trafficking.
We now know that. At the time, there was no indication to me or anybody else that that was what he was doing. And certainly, when I saw him either in the United States, when I saw him in the United States, or when I was staying in his houses in the United States, there was no indication, absolutely no indication. And if there was, you have to remember that at the time, I was patron of the NSPCC's Full Stop campaign, so I was close up with what was going on in those... time about getting rid of abuse to children, so I knew what the things were to look for, but I never saw them.
Apparently,
but
didn't.
He had his arm around one of them.
Oh God, yeah. He stands by his decision to take part in an interview about his links to the convicted sex offender. People close to Prince Andrew said he wanted to address the issues head on and with honesty and humility. It came after the interview with BBC Newsnight on Saturday, which was described as a car crash. In the interview, the prince denied having sex with a 17-year-old Virginia Giuffre, or Jeffrey, former Buckingham Palace press officer, described the interview as excruciating. Yeah, listen to this guy. He's giving his take on it.
They will be wondering, was the right decision made? Who made the decision to put him on? Did he make it himself, or did he seek advice within the palace? My guess is that he bulldozed his way in and decided that he was going to do it himself without any advice.
People are not happy. For several months after he'd been facing questions over his ties to Epstein, decided he would talk about it. Prince Andrew categorically denied having any sexual contact with this Virginia girl. First occasion, he said, took place when she was aged... first occasion, she said, took place when she was aged 17. Oof. It's just so ugly. This whole thing is just so ugly. So that's going on. Someone sent me Epstein's Little Black Book, which is a book of all the telephone numbers that he had on his phone. It's 90 pages long. I haven't even started to look through it. But, yeah, it's just crazy who's on there. Yeah, everybody who's anybody.
Sure.
Well, I guess with the prince, he's damned if he does or he's damned if he doesn't.
No, well, he...
I think if he didn't do the interview, we would have said, oh, he's so quiet. No, but you see,
this is the problem. Like, you can't go back and change the past. And this is what spin doctors and PR people don't understand, is that there are only so many ways you can handle it, but it doesn't change the facts.
Mm.
So I don't know what the right way is to deal with this. Obviously, if you could go back and not be Epstein's friend, that would be the best possible outcome, but you can't do that.
And you tell me who's going to believe who in this scenario. This photograph, which he alleges has been doctored, because he said, I'm terribly sorry, but if I, as a member of the royal family, and I have a photo taken and very, very few photographs, I'm not to one hug, as it were.
Oh, really? That's his thing?
And then you watch the interview with Virginia that I told you guys about.
Yes.
And you see her absolute, honest certainty and announcement that this is a real photograph. Who are you going to believe?
Well, not him. Anyway, in other news, Bill Gates is the richest man on top of the Forbes list. He managed to edge out Jeff Bezos to reclaim the distinction of being the richest person in the world. Net worth of $110 billion. Because, you know, Amazon's not been doing well on the stock market the last couple of weeks. Microsoft has been surging ahead. So Bill pipped Jeff to the post. You know, these rich guys, it's really important to everyone except them. Bill doesn't care. Bill Gates does not care. And he's been asked about this in interviews too. He's like, okay. I'm at the top, am I? Also, when you're in the hundreds of billions, you don't really give a shit.
Mm.
Like a little bit up. He probably could lose 400 million in a day and he wouldn't blink.
Oof.
Next week, he's up 400 million. You know, that's how it works. It's unreal. So that's going on. Bill Gates and and Jeff Bezos vying for the top spot. Apparently, listen to this. The fake news about the comprehensive sexuality education section of the life orientation curriculum was causing confusion and anxiety among parents, the Department of Basic Education in South Africa said on Sunday. They said they'd noted with concern the impact of fake news and false reporting by media organizations on the debate around CSE. So what happened is, apparently there are a series of images circulating on social media. See, I don't have kids at school, so I don't know what this is, but apparently they were sending images around. And the department says these images are not part of the books produced by the department. Members of the public have been contacting the department about videos with incorrect information that have been distributed on social media.
So I'm guessing these were like sort of extreme for kids?
Well, one of these fake images shows adults in bed with graphic details. Another piece of false information claimed the department would distribute condoms with stationery in 2020.
I thought you would say condoms with staples.
So apparently this is what I heard yesterday as well from someone at the lunch, that they're going to now distribute condoms with everybody's stationery, but that is apparently not true. And the department accused the lobby group of creating misleading social media posts. So that's what they say. It's mostly fake news, and check it out if you're not 100% sure with your own school. Bridget Motsepe Radebe has been vindicated by banks in some Botswana controversy. Do you want to hear about this? I mean, Sia, you know there's been talk about her affair with Ian Khama.
Mm.
But here's the latest. So Bridget Motsepe Radebe said on Sunday that three banks had confirmed she was not a signatory on bank accounts allegedly set up for illicit money flows. She was drawn into the controversy by claims contained in an affidavit before the courts that the so-called butterfly case against her and co-conspirator Velamina Mpweng Maswabi. It's apparent that all of these wild claims about me are part of what has already been exposed as a state-sponsored smear campaign that is being executed by the intelligence operatives of the government of Botswana. Whew!
Why is she, like, speaking out to this so much?
Well, she's been accused basically of illicit money flows, so she has to. But she's, according to her, she's been vindicated by the courts. So she's thinking that this is the end of it. We'll hope for her sake that it is. And finally, St. Mark's Square in Venice is closed as water has invaded the place. It's up to sort of knee-deep levels.
Isn't that normal for Venice?
Yeah, well, this is the thing, right? I mean, all the climate change alarmists are saying, oh, you see, this is proof that climate change, we told you Venice would be underwater, but this has happened. There's a painting. I think it's a Canaletto painting where they show St. Mark's Square underwater in the, I don't know, 1700s or 1800s. It happened in the 1970s. And there are pictures now of people walking in a flooded St. Mark's Square. They ordered it closed on Sunday. The third major flooding in less than a week, while rain lashing the rest of Italy prompted warnings in Florence and Pisa. The water has stopped rising, tweeted the mayor. High of 150 centimeters.
Is that how he sounds?
Venice is working to restart. Brugnaro, who is the mayor, said after the seawater swamped the already devastated city, where authorities have declared a state of emergency. High tides were forecast to reach a maximum of 110 centimeters, but it went above that. To the south, Tuscany President Enrico Rossi tweeted a warning of a flood wave on the Arno and said boards were being installed on the swollen river's banks in Pisa as a precautionary measure. The Italian army tweeted photos of paratroopers helping to bolster river defenses in Pisa, with authorities monitoring the same river in Florence after heavy rain made it rise dramatically overnight. But this has happened before. And trust me, Venice and water are kind of usually in the same sentence anywhere in the world. So some interesting things going on there, but nothing to have to panic about.
It's still going to incite drama and panic regardless.
Oh, sure, of course. So Anthea, who did the dumb cycle race yesterday, she's not here today because she not only did the dumb cycle race, but now she's
limping.
Yeah, well, exactly. She can't walk today. So don't expect Anthea. I mean, for the first time in 5.5 years, we do not have the money shot for you today as a result of what? A dumb cycle race.
But it's strange. I mean, she does a lot of sport activities and usually is fine. I wonder what happened.
She did it yesterday in over 5 hours.
That's amazing. Oh, good for her. Listen.
5 hours.
I couldn't, guys, you put me on that bicycle, I'd still be out there.
Just on the sake of comfortability.
Still be on the starting line.
I'd be back on Friday this week.
Oh, that tiny little
Didn't
seat for 5 hours.
Did you throw yourself
hours?
Over a mountain bike's handles once?
Yeah, it wasn't even a mountain bike. It was like some cheap shit that I bought because I thought, let me just do this to keep fit rather than run, because running's really boring.
What, did you nail the front brakes or what?
No, I was just I was going down an embankment.
Yeah?
Ooh. Yeah, and I went over the handlebars. But, I mean, this is like, what, 8 years ago or something. Mm-hmm. I haven't been on a bicycle since, though.
You probably threw that thing away, sent it out of your home.
Mm, it's gone.
Foot sack.
It's gone. I dismantled it and sold the pieces for scrap.
Oh. I see now that...
I put it into a shredder. Yeah. I dropped it into one of those machines with teeth that just chew up.
Turn
Go
it into
there, sucker.
Like metal file dust.
Exactly.
The prospect of the pain.
Riggies says, we were hilarious on Friday. Riggies. That's what people want to call themselves that, they can, Sia. Nothing wrong with that. He says, we were hilarious on Friday. He listened to that first hour twice. Fuck, I'm on Gugu's side, and I think Leanne and Sia were overreacting. You somewhat, Gareth. I don't even remember what we were arguing about.
Oh, the whole DJ Blondie saga.
Oh, right. Oh, here's something interesting.
I remember.
Someone called Stig Abel tweeted, the first rule of crisis PR, this is about Prince Andrew and the Epstein thing, right? First rule of crisis PR is if you haven't got anything to say, don't say anything.
Yeah, well, his PR advisor actually resigned a few weeks before the interview.
Sure.
Before.
He was doing this on his own.
Because.
In that case.
He came, it was kind of a loggerheads situation with another woman in the PR group who said he should do the interview and come clean. And this guy said it'll be disastrous. And he actually resigned because of this interview, but before it happened.
Well, he was probably right. Second rule is if you think you've got something to say, don't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
The third rule is do not put a moron in a 1-hour interview with an intelligent person. Very exciting. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, at most he could have even recorded something himself. You know, just like a video interview.
Yeah. Quick update on Robert and Anushka. He's on his way to her house right now.
Oh.
You go, Rob. Good man.
Oh.
He says, on my way. It's beautiful.
I just sent a message so that you could read the actual thing. I saw a video on the weekend of a woman who said, I've been doing this for 3 days now and I can't stop. But if you whisper, to be born to be chicken, too clever to be a chicken, it sounds like you're beatboxing. So I've been doing it. To be born to be chicken, too clever to be a chicken, to be
born
to be chicken, to be born to be chicken, too clever to be a chicken. So I've been doing this all weekend. I've driven myself crazy. The only thing is it doesn't work well in the shower because you're whispering, so you can't hear yourself.
Do it again.
To be born to be chicken, too clever to be a chicken, to be born to be chicken, too clever to be a chicken, to be born to be chicken, too clever to be a chicken.
That's nice.
That's so cool.
That's awesome. All right. We can all, we can all be beatboxing.
Yeah. Oh, my word.
Let's file that under things we didn't think we needed to know, but now that we know them, beautiful. Our lives are so much better.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, listen. That's really what you spent your weekend doing.
Oh, man. Well, not the whole weekend.
Felt like a beatboxer.
Yeah, felt real.
A lot of people are, well, Star Wars fans. Anyway, and you know I'm one of those. We're waiting for the new movie, which will be out in December. And this is the last of 9 that started the year I was born.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's been going on a long time, the Star Wars saga. And it'll all come to a close this year. But in the meantime, Disney have put out The Mandalorian, which is a new Star Wars series, and apparently everybody loves it. And Star Wars fans have hated the last two movies, by and large. So The Mandalorian is this new series they've put together, and apparently it's really, really great. Everybody's raving, so I've got to see that.
No.
Like, if you're not a Star Wars fan, don't comment.
Yeah. No, it just sounds like another money-making plan on
behalf of
Disney.
Of course it is. Yeah, of course. Interesting point made by Vinny. He said, my mom always used to say, only the guilty explain. Prince Andrew is guilty. Otherwise, why would you explain yourself? If you're not, you know, if you haven't done anything, why would you need to explain anything to anyone?
Yeah. If the evidence is building up against you, you're going to feel like you want to explain.
Right. Oy, oy, oy. I think it's just an unwinnable situation for him. He was clearly friends with this guy, inviting him to Windsor Castle and Sandringham, according to... He goes, oh, it was just a shooting party. Yeah, but these people were with you. They were your guests. You invited Jeffrey Epstein and his girlfriend to these things, which means he must have been pretty close to you.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
I heard a great story yesterday about, like, Bill Clinton has this Russian friend, and they've been friends for a long time, and this Russian is like a billionaire or whatever, and he would like... say to his family, oh, I'm going out with my friend Bill for a weekend. We're going to this place. And they didn't know it was Bill Clinton. And then they'd see like pictures of them at like football matches or basketball or baseball matches. And is that the Bill that you're friends with?
Could have said.
Yeah, and apparently they would also... Bill Clinton's a real horn dog. We know this.
Well, say, not as bad as
I'm going
Jeffrey.
Away for the weekend, Hillary.
Well, Bill Clinton would go to Jeffrey's Island.
Who knows? He went there.
Yeah, but Jeffrey needed to do what he did 3 to 4 times a day.
Jeez.
That's why he could
had
never...
a problem, right?
Yes. That he was an absolute addict. That's why there had to be girls in every city where he traveled that were already holed up in condos.
Sure.
And that's also why Prince Andrew would not have known about it.
This
because it was like taking... insulin for him.
To be born to be chicken, to be clever.
Yeah, that's
to be born to be chicken, to clever to be a chicken, to be born to be chicken, to clever to be a chicken. You see, it's gonna stick with you.
I love it. That's awesome.
How's that machine treating you over there, Leah?
Ooh, I
what
love
machine?
It.
Her laptop. I dropped mine.
Because Leanne has a sleeping Jesus machine. She's got a lot of machines. Oh, really? She has to plug herself into like 20 things before she sleeps or wakes up.
Yeah, I do.
She does.
I dropped mine this weekend.
Oh, you dropped your laptop?
No. Fucked up everything.
Oh, dude.
Oh, no.
Is it?
Kicked the counter, punched everything. Look at that.
Oh, dude, you idiot.
It's warped metal.
Oh, man, that is so... that's horrible. But it still works?
It still works, but, dude, I mean, you can't fix the metal that's now warped.
I just this weekend watched a guy who restores MacBook Airs and really? MacBook Pros.
Like the exterior?
Everything. He took the thing apart. He put...
This is like a YouTube channel.
Yes.
Leanne,
You're addicted to watching bullshit. So what does he do?
Well, I wanted to see what the inside of a Mac looks like.
Just,
you know, it's like
randomly.
Our phones. We don't have the opportunity anymore to open it up and put in a battery.
Yeah.
We don't know what the inside looks like.
And in 2019, you can see that.
So I watched this guy. He bought a MacBook Pro that was late 2012, and it was in a state. I don't know. People used a tractor to drive over this thing.
Yeah, wow. I was getting there, I think.
Google's looks like that. It looks...
And to watch him open this up, it is the most complex machine. I really understood why I'd paid so much for it.
Really?
He actually fixed everything and replaced the battery, replaced the fan. It was unbelievable. He straightened all the metal.
That's amazing. How do you do that? How do you... Because, I mean...
He used, like, blowtorch thingies. And files, and he even went as far as, because his favorite color is purple and he likes to have like a trademark, he replaced the Apple logo with the light that comes out of it to purple, and he did like a purple backlighting on the
amazing
keyboard.
Okay,
I need to find
him. And it looks as it's brand new. It's even better than brand new.
But he's not in this country, right?
No.
Sorry, Google.
But I see he was sponsored by the iFix Group, which we do have here. Mm. So it's worth going to have a look at, yeah. Mm.
Well, I'm not one to judge for what you watch and the peculiar things to...
I think you're about to judge me.
No, because I have, over the past couple of weeks, really discovered what I deem myself, even very proudly, something bizarre, but I get so much satisfaction from watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Chiropractors... cracking people's, like...
Oh, stop it. You guys are crazy. Oh. You don't watch this shit. It's like my sister who watches those Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know where it came from. Ugh. I was just on my Facebook timeline weeks ago.
Oh.
I watched one video, cut forward to like 20 minutes later, I've watched seven. It's so satisfying to hear the pop.
Well, why don't you get your own bones?
No, it's just not the same. Just, you have to...
No, I wouldn't like
I have so many YouTube channels that I've now watched of these patients getting their different sessions with these chiropractors to hear the pops.
Have
is
you
so
ever
satisfying.
Been to one and had pops?
I've gone to like two sessions before.
Does it?
Yeah.
I now get those people, like the Dr. Pimple Popper people. I get it.
Garrett, you're squirmish, aren't you?
Mm. What?
You are squirmish.
Squeamish.
Squeamish.
Not really.
Yeah, I showed you a video the other day.
No, you showed me a video. Listen, you nutcase. He takes out his phone. He's like, you got to watch this. This is this thing that people are doing. And it's not, it's like obviously crackheads or nyope addicts.
What is it?
And he's showing me this video of this guy who they load, like, they do Russian roulette with a gun.
Uh-oh.
But they shoot
like
at
like a revolver, though.
It's a revolver, but they do it with their feet. So
what?
You have these guys.
I promise you.
And you got these guys there. Yo, man, pass me a bullet. And he puts a bullet
in
his
circle.
Gun. And then he spins the revolver.
Is this real?
Yes, it's real.
Yeah.
And then they go click and...
Pointed at someone's foot.
They pointed
foot.
At their foot.
Their own foot?
No, the
someone
another
else's
dude's foot.
Foot.
Oh, my God.
I was about to say, they're literally
and
shooting themselves.
They put down money.
Foot.
They're like... Yeah. $400 or whatever, and these guys are like, yeah, shoot me in the foot, and then if it goes click, you get the money, and if it goes kaboom, you have a fucking hole in your foot.
Yeah, the
for
gun,
the, rest of
the
your
gun
life.
Circle goes around the circle, you know.
These nutcases, and he wants me to watch as someone blasts their foot away.
So did
with
you
a
see
revolver.
Someone blast their foot?
I didn't. Yeah,
the one dude,
I didn't.
His
look.
One foot was bandaged up, and then as he's doing this, so they're shooting the other foot now. and it goes kaboom, right through the second foot.
What idiots!
I promise you. You guys got to see it.
No, don't show, please.
Find it.
So I'm not squeamish. Like, I don't want to see people popping their pimples or having their necks clicked.
What was that video?
Or I don't want to think about that stuff, and it makes me squeamish. If that's the word, okay, cool. But I don't think I'm. Like, I've seen gory shit before, but I don't need to watch someone shooting themselves in the foot.
I know this is biased, but please take the chiropractors out of it.
All right,
you guys want to see the video?
No.
Later.
Come on, Leah.
I'll see it. I'll watch it later.
Okay.
Leah.
You want to see it, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
She likes this kind of thing. Leanne will go on. She's found the most bizarre. If you go into her search history. This is a new laptop, so you won't find it. But my God, you'd be horrified.
You didn't want to look
right?
at my tasteful nudes,
am I right?
But you want to look at this?
You've looked up
every... I just
every...
have to look up subscriptions on YouTube.
Oh, so you listen to
this. You even subscribe to these bizarre things.
She's not embarrassed. She used to...
Computer. Let's go on here.
She's got a subscription to some pretty wacky stuff.
Subscriptions.
They're these Russians. I follow this account on Instagram with like crazy Russians. Mm-hmm. Russians do insane things. Like they smash bottles over each other's heads and they. Oh,
stupid
wow. Shit. All right. Here's Leanne's list of subscriptions. 101 rabbits. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
What is it?
It's a woman at home who has a lot of her home is made up by these rabbit shelters. And I watch her feed them and clean their houses.
Give you peace.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, you see, you're part of Bachelor Nation.
Yes, definitely.
Wow. Alcohol Mastery TV.
Yes.
And then there are a whole lot of people I don't know. Someone can go into those, like Beauty Insider and Brittany Vasseur. I don't know who that is.
Also beauty, but also home organizational.
Clean My Space. Wow.
Yes.
CliffCentral.com. That's nice. You got Dr. Mike. Who's that?
Oh, he's this gorgeous, gorgeous GP.
Who's Dr. Sarah Tonks?
Oh, she's an aesthetician.
Okay.
She does like modifications in terms of injectables.
Dr. Sandra Lee, aka Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yes.
Epic Wildlife.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Footless Joe.
Yes, that's a girl who's had her foot amputated.
Oh,
it's actually much
God.
More than
you're
her
watching
foot.
That.
Yeah, you see around? How she, yeah, you see her life and what the struggles she's gone through. And she's actually just gone for a second op to have even more taken off because of this phantom pain syndrome.
You point out the ones you think are interesting. I'm going blind.
Jenna Marbles, she's got, trying to think of how many followers she has now, but she's like one of the top YouTubers. She just does weird stuff. Like she'll make camp outside with her dogs, or she'll make herself as tall as possible by wearing the highest heels and gelling her hair up.
Okay.
She does stuff with her boyfriend. Jimmy Kimmel, yeah. I absolutely adore.
Mm-hmm.
Kay Werner Design, that's a woman who makes handmade, custom-made cards, greeting cards.
Oh.
Which is really nice. Kat Wonders is a woman who rescues kittens, and she's... Sorry, not Cat Wonders. Kitten Lady. Cat Wonders is a bikini model.
Oh, how dare we confuse them.
All right. Well, we're not going to go through your whole list. It's very long.
Photoshop Surgeon. Aussie Man Reviews. You've seen the
Aussie
Man
Man's
Reviews.
Good. Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
According to the messages we've got here from Charmaine, she says, you can only get your bones aligned 3 times a year, but I'm addicted to the feeling when I leave the chiropractor. And then someone else saying, this is Carl, says, chiropractors are not doctors. They're fucking lunatics. It's pseudoscience. Crazy bastards.
Uh-huh.
This is an ongoing argument. The people who like chiropractors love them. The people who don't trust them hate them.
Physios and chiropractors don't like each other.
Yeah, they don't. And anyone with a medical degree doesn't like a chiropractor and vice versa.
Yeah. But yet you leave there feeling like you're walking on air.
Yeah. Tato says he went for a Thai massage yesterday and the masseuse cracked his back. Feels so good.
Listen, I went for one of those Thai massages once. My brother and I went together. We'd had a death in the family and we just needed time out.
Yeah.
And so you go into this place and there are these mattresses on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
and curtains.
Yes.
So you lie on the floor, but the curtains, my brother's right there. I could put my hand under the curtain and he'd be right there. And someone else is right near you on the other side.
Oh, no.
Okay. And this woman proceeds to start folding me into a pretzel. Flipping hell. And at one point she was kneeling on my back and pushing. I actually thought my ribs and sternum were going to crack. But I'm the type of person who keeps dead quiet. So I didn't say a thing. And she kept on giggling and doing it harder. I think she wanted me to say something. She wanted me to get to breaking point, but I wouldn't break.
Shit.
And then afterwards they give you a cup of tea. I'm sitting there with my brother and I start bawling. If I tell you I cried for about 7 hours from this emotional release.
Really?
Oh, it's an emotional thing.
And physical. I mean, my body was in agony. But I sobbed for about 7 hours. Everyone was laughing at me. As I was driving, I was just like, what?
Jesus. Oh, you. But you, yeah, the crazy things that happen to you. I mean, also, you go to these weird places that most of us, if you book a massage, it's like legit. You're in this funny room with curtains?
No, that was my brother's recommendation. And a mattress on the floor? I've never, ever been
back. But you still went.
Sounds like it doubles as a whorehouse over the weekend.
I think it's a rub and tug joint. Well.
Yeah.
No, I've never been back, never will.
All right, very good. Just before we get to, 7 o'clock in the next hour and start your day properly, if you're only joining us now, I'm on The Most Ridiculous, which is a show on Comedy Central with Suzelle tonight. Mm. And here's a little excerpt to give you a taste of what we talked about. You know, they show these videos of people who do dumb stuff, the stuff that we were talking about just now. And then we review them.
They're going to try to do some tricks here and it's not going to work, guys.
Someone's teeth are going to go flying.
But you know, they never show the people afterwards of the injuries and the brains falling out.
They don't.
Broken thumbs and fingers and arms. And so we laugh, but we don't know the real costs, you know?
But I'm hoping they're also laughing, get it? I'm just telling myself that, okay? Most Ridiculous, what a lull. Mondays at 9:30 p.m. only on Comedy Central.
So that's on tonight. That's my episode. I wondered when it was going to come out because I thought they just shelved it. Maybe it wasn't funny enough.
Mm, takes a while.
Yeah, I went in there and sat with Suzelle for like an hour. Anyway, that's on tonight.
It's actually a very cool show.
Coming up, we'll get into some news stories, let you know how the world's working this morning and whether you need to be aware of things. It's all on the way, cliffcentral.com.
Cliffcentral.com.